This is State of the News on WFPL. Well, the NCAA men's basketball tournament is in full swing. U of L, UK, Murray State all won their first round games yesterday in the Big Dance and will resume play tomorrow. Also, Indiana was a winner. And, of course, office pools everywhere are up and running. Here to help us break it all down is Courier-Journal sports columnist Eric Crawford. Hi, Eric.
Hi.
Welcome to the program.
Good to be here.
Well, now, what did you cover yesterday? Were you at the UK Western game?
I am in Louisville, so it just feels weird to be in town for the NCAA tournament, but it's been really nice. So, yeah, I had Kentucky and Murray in the regional here.
Now, let's start with the UK Western. Let's start with the Hilltoppers, the team that saw its head coach fired around midseason, and then they made this amazing turnaround under Ray Harper.
Well, they're a very young team, and, you know, as young teams do, they did get better late in the year, but I think that it was more than just your usual improvement. Obviously, you know, Ray is a talented coach. He's had success at every level that he's been at, and I think one of the reasons you saw them take away the interim tag from his title was just that he helped recruit these guys and they were comfortable with him, and it's a case where they did make a change, but there was some continuity, and it was just a good mix, and they won their final six games and got into the NCAA tournament, which was a surprise enough. Won a tournament game with President Obama in attendance in Dayton on Tuesday night, and of course lost to Kentucky, but they really finished the year with a lot to build on.
Let's talk about Kentucky. A lot of folks picking them to win it all. What would be their biggest vulnerability to keep them from doing that?
Well, I think one problem they might have is they're getting to the point now where any off game presents a danger to you. You know, they could come in and have an off night and somebody could beat them, but I don't really, you know, they are the overwhelming favorite in this tournament. They are by far the most talented team in this tournament, and so I think at that point you just start to look for internal factors that might trip you up. There is a lot of pressure on this team. There's a lot of pressure on Coach John Calipari, who has been coming close in recent years but not gotten there. I think maybe dealing with that weight of those expectations, while they wouldn't probably acknowledge it as a factor, is a factor. And if they get into close games, that's going to be something that weighs on that team.
Now, out west in Portland, Rick Pitino's Louisville Cards held off Davidson yesterday. They'd lost their opening round game the previous 2 years. New Mexico's up next. How deep can Louisville go?
Well, it's going to be interesting. This is a huge game coming up for them on Saturday night, late Saturday night, 9:30 Louisville time. They're playing a New Mexico team that really doesn't have any obvious weakness. They're a very solid team. But if they can get through this game and make it through the first weekend of the tournament for the first time in 4 years, I think it lifts a lot of the pressure off of this group and puts them in a position to maybe surprise some people and go even further. Rick Pitino's never lost in the Sweet 16 of the NCAA tournament. So this is a huge game for them for a lot of reasons coming up Saturday night. It's certainly a winnable game for them, but it's they're playing a long way from home against a team from the western part of the U.S. that's pretty good. So if they win this one, they could go another step or two.
And Murray State had an impressive season, at one time the only undefeated team in the country. Their attitude seems to be, we should be here and we're going to go far, but they've got a tough opponent tomorrow in Marquette.
They do. Marquette is the type of team that can give them trouble. Marquette has quality interior players and size. Murray is a very good team. They're a very gifted offensive team. They don't have a lot of size. So, you know, Marquette can pose them trouble in that respect. But Marquette is a team that likes to play the kind of game that Murray plays, an up-and-down game. Their last game before the NCAA tournament, they played against Louisville, and Louisville beat them pretty handily, playing an up-and-down faster tempo game. That's what Murray wants, and so Murray is at least going to get an opponent that, from a style standpoint, will be a good matchup, and we'll see if they can do the little things like rebound and take care of the ball and things like that to get through that round.
Just about 10 seconds left, but I'd be remiss if I didn't mention the Bellarmine Knights. They return to action in Division II next week.
Lost their starting center in the regional tournament and still won it. Scotty Davenport has won 9 NCAA tournament games in a row. A great accomplishment for them to get back to the Elite Eight, certainly.
Eric Crawford with the Courier-Journal. Thanks for joining us, Eric.
Thank you.